はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
めぐみです。
Peter here, Lower Intermediate Lesson number 11.
Today we have a heartwarming story, which again will be part of a series.
Yes, we love these series here at JapanesePod101.com. Today we have two people in their 50s or in their kind of twilight years and longtime friends, and one of them has gone to the US. So today, Ishihara-san, who is now in the US, receives a postcard from his good friend. So let's see what happens here. Now, today, what we'd like to introduce is a polite, very eloquently written postcard. The writing is voiced over, and that's how we're going to get that to you. But here we have writing. So it's quite different than something spoken. So please listen to the lesson, and when you're done, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Okay? Here we go.
Ah.佐々木さんからハガキが来た。
石原さん、いよいよ本格的な寒さになってまいりました。お元気でお過ごしでしょうか。石原さんが出張で日本を出てから2ヶ月が経ちますが、その後お仕事はどうですか。こちらは埼玉で相変わらずの生活を送っています。お忙しいとは思いますが、お時間がありましたらお返事ください。お体には気をつけて、佐々木。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。ああ、佐々木さんからはがきが来た。
石原さん、いよいよ本格的な寒さになってまいりました。お元気でお過ごしでしょうか。石原さんが出張で日本を出てから2ヶ月が経ちますが、その後、お仕事はどうですか？こちらは埼玉で相変わらずの生活を送っています。お忙しいとは思いますが、お時間がありましたらお返事ください。お体にはお気をつけて。佐々木。
次は英語が入ります。
ああ、佐々木さんからハガキが来た。
Oh, I got a postcard from Ms. Sasaki.
石原さん、いよいよ本格的な寒さになってまいりました。お元気でお過ごしでしょうか。
Mr. 石原、 At long last, the formidable grasp of winter's coldness is fully taken hold of us.I do hope that you're spending your days well.
石原さんが出張で日本を出てから2ヶ月が経ちますが、その後、お仕事はどうですか?
It will have been 2 months since you departed Japan on business, Mr. 石原. How has work been since then?
こちらは埼玉で相変わらずの生活を送っています。お忙しいとは思いますが、お時間がありましたらお返事ください。
Here in Saitama, I am passing the days as I always have. I am certain you must be busy, but if time allows, please do write back.
お体には気をつけて、佐々木。
Please take care of yourself, 佐々木。
夏子さん、この会話はどう思いましたか？
とても丁寧なお手紙ですね。
ね、素敵ですね。
Now in this postcard, there are a few things that you can use if you write your Japanese friend a postcard.
Yes, and I'm sure you can impress them very much.
Really impress them. Okay, but before that, let's get into the vocab. Megumi-san?
Ah, Natsuko-san, お願いします。
はい、はがき、postcard.
例文をお願いします。
海外の友達にハガキを送った。
I sent a postcard to my friend who's overseas. Next word.
本格的。
Full-blown, regular, genuine, earnest, normal, typical, fundamental, real.
Wow, that's a lot of definitions.
a lot. Well, this is a really, really good word.
例文をお願いします。
本格的な夏がやってきた。
The real summer is here.
Natsuko-san, I want to do more with this word. Can you give us some more examples?
本格的に始めましょう。
Let's start for real. This is a great expression.
Next word.
出張
Official tour, business trip. 例文をお願いします。
出張で大阪に行った。
I went on a business trip to Osaka. When people come over to Japan from America or from any other country, where do they usually stay if they're on a 出張?
To come to Japan on a business trip, is that 出張?
Yes. If they're not staying like, you know, months.
So there's a time relevance to this word.
I think so. So it's usually referred to a shorter trip.
All right, next word.
相変わらず
As usual, the same. 例文をお願いします。
相変わらず美人ですね。
Always a beautiful lady. Next word.
埼玉
埼玉 Prefecture.Saitama Prefecture. I live there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, yeah. 例文をお願いします。
Saitama Super Arena に行ってきた。
I went to the Saitama Super Arena.
Saitama is also the name of the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on in Saitama. Wait, first let's talk about the Saitama Super Arena. Mm-hmm. What's that?
What's that? Is it a big arena?
Yeah, really big. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of the mixed martial arts competitions there. When the U.S. wrestling, WWE, when they come here, they have an event at the Saitama Super Arena, and I think it holds up to like 50,000 people.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, really big.
Recently, the band U2 came there too.
Yeah, so this is a no-joke sporting/entertainment complex.
I see.
Yeah.
And they built it recently, right?
That I do not know.
Next word.
返事
Reply. Answer. 例文をお願いします。
プロポーズの返事を待っています。
I'm waiting for your reply to my proposal. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Sad? Sad? It may turn happy.
Maybe that's true. That's true. But he has to wait for her reply still.
Okay. Now, let's just take a quick look at this postcard.Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
石原さん。
So address the person by their name, followed by the suffix
さん。
And if you want to get even politer, depending on your relationship with that person, you can use
様。
Okay. Then we have next, a set phrase. This is a seasonal greeting used by many people when starting out a postcard, starting out a letter, starting out an email. It's quite common to refer to the weather.
Yes.
And here we have?
いよいよ本格的な寒さになってまいりました。
Some really polite Japanese. But again, beyond the scope of this lesson, what we just want to point out here is that you can take this phrase, put it in your postcard.
Yes, make sure it's the winter season.
Okay, now we'll just give you a little quick background behind that. We're about to head into the real cold part, referring to the winter. Now, Natsuko-san, 2 points here. 寒さWe have samui, and then we drop the e, we add
sa
to refer to
the coldness.
Exactly. And then we have ninatte to become, and we usually have kimashita.
Yes.
So it's usually samusa ninatte kimashita. But here, kimashita becomes
maerimashita
to elevate the politeness level.
Yes.
Now it's really, really polite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.This is followed by
お元気でお過ごしでしょうか?
Natsuko-san, help us out here. We have lots of polite prefixes. What's going on here?
I think we already covered 元気, right?
Yeah.
And 過ごす is another keyword here.
Yeah, we covered to spend.
Yes. And they are all again elevated to a very polite level.
Genki by attaching the prefix
o,
and sugosu by
also by adding o. So the basic part is genki de sugosu, which means
to spend well.
Yes, but it's made very polite
by attaching the prefix
o
to genki and
also to sugosu,
and then substituting deshouka for
desuka.
Yeah, we have the regular polite Japanese, and here we step it up a notch, and this is much more polite than the phrase
genki de sugoshiteimasu ka.
Okay, next we have
石原さんが出張で日本を出てから2ヶ月が経ちますが、その後お仕事はどうですか?
Now, again, we have 仕事 with the prefix
お
to make it polite. Now, what's interesting here is 2ヶ月が経ちます。
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, what I want to look at here is the time plus the verb 経ちます。
Mm-hmm.
2ヶ月が経ちます。
Yes.
2 months will pass.
Yes.It's going to be 2 months.
Yeah. Again, with the passage of time, we use this verb, tatsu. Okay? Then we have?
こちらは埼玉で相変わらずの生活を送っています。
Here, I'm spending my days as usual in Saitama.
Interesting points here. 生活 and what verb?
送る。
To send a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But here...To live a lifestyle.
Yes, it's more like, you know, passing
yeah.
The time pass.
Okay, followed by?
お忙しいとは思いますが。
I think that you're busy, but... Now here again, what do we do to busy?
Add お。
Yeah, to make it polite. I think that you're busy, but...
お時間がありましたら。
Again, polite. お時間、not 時間。
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a conditional...If you have the time.
ありましたら。
A conditional. If you have the time. If there is time. Literally, if there is time. But meaning, if you have time.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by?
お返事ください。
Please respond. And again here, お返事。Finally, we have?
お体にはお気をつけて。
Please take care of yourself or please watch yourself. And again here, lots of お prefixes.One before?
体
And one before?
気
In the phrase?
気をつけて
Okay, now we end the letter with?
佐々木
Just the name. Now sometimes I see letters that end with 佐々木より
Yes.
From. Both are okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now again, inside today's PDF, we'll have a much more detailed write-up of what we covered today.So, stop by. You really want to pick up this PDF. And again, this would make a great sample. Something you could really work from if you want to send your friend a postcard.
Yes.
Or a letter. Or an email.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
バイバイ。
ああ、佐々木さんからハガキが来た。
石原さん、いよいよ。本格的な寒さになってまいりました。お元気でお過ごしでしょうか。石原さんが出張で日本を出てから2ヶ月が経ちますが、その後お仕事はどうですか。こちらは埼玉で相変わらずの生活を送っています。お忙しいとは思いますが、お時間がありましたらお返事ください。お体には気をつけて、佐々木。